Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. God bless all who has tuned in to listen and take part of the Praying Hands Ministry broadcast tonight with your host, Minister Evangelist Alan Carter. This is the Praying Hands Ministry broadcast, which airs every third Monday of the month. You can call in to listen at area code 515-602-9738. Again, this is the Praying Hands Ministry broadcast with Evangelist Alan Carter. We're going to get the man of God into the studio and get things going here. Evangelist Carter, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Minister Renee?
God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist. How are you?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
I am blessed also. Amen. Good to have you into the studio tonight.
You
so
too.
Eager to find out what the Lord is going to be speaking through you on this evening. We always look forward to this broadcast. Truly,
amen.
The Lord has been moving and is moving.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. Amen.
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 I can't wait to hear what the Holy Spirit has put on your heart for this evening.
It's a blessing to hear you. It's a blessing to hear your voice. It's a
yes, sir.
To
yours
that,
too.
You know, you're above the ground and not the ground on top of you.
Yes,
to
sir.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
So, we thank God for you. But I talked to Apostle earlier, and I told him that we're going to see how the Lord leads us. We're going to go as the Lord leads us.
Amen.
You know, we don't want to go ahead of God. You know, you want to always be behind. You know?
Amen.
So I told him, I said, I'm going to let Minister, you know, Renee, just go ahead and run the show, but I'm going to sit back and speak the word from God. And when you get through, I should have a word for, you know, what he want me to tell the people out in radio land. Amen.
Amen. Well, I was looking forward to hearing what the Lord may have put on your heart, but you know, it's always a pleasure because I'm here to serve in any capacity. So, you know, if I need to do what I need to do, then so be it. Amen.
Amen. You know, I hear the Lord say, speak, Holy Ghost, speak. The Lord said, you just keep doing what you're doing, Minister Renee. So I want you to remember this. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. Remember that. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Everybody come with you, can't go with you. The
yes,
Lord
sir.
Saying he can take you to a whole new level. And it's not to think to make nobody look bad or nothing of the sort, but he see the good and the quality in you. My Lord, speak, Holy Ghost, speak, speak. The Lord said, stop worrying about what people say or think about you. My Lord. He said, because they don't have no heaven or no hell to put you in. Hold on. Hold on, Jesus. Hold on.
I'm just listening.
Minister Renee, the Lord said he got a greater work for you to do. My Lord.
Lord, have your way.
We can look to the hills. Psalms 121 and 1. On which come your help? Your help come from the Lord. Don't come from man. Don't come from woman, boy, or girl, but our Father which is what in heaven. My Lord. He said, just keep pushing forward.
Will do.
Yes. Let me see. Speak, Lord. Speak. He said, 72 hours, Minister Renee, he's going to come speak to you. And when he talks to you about you're not to share it with no one, it's between you and him. Because when you tell people not to speak or say things, people go talk to you. They tell it anyway. You don't get tired of that. Speak, Lord. Speak, speak. He said, he's going to bless you. Say, Lord, I'm going to make sure that you're telling me this. He said, he's going to bless you to be even more powerful in the ministry. My Lord. My Lord Jesus.
Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your word, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, we take this time to just meditate on you and just flow with you and just move with you, how you will move, oh God, on this broadcast. For this is your broadcast, Father. This is your broadcast, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the privilege and the honor to be able to be in your presence, to be able to be before your throne, to be able to just bask in your presence. And Lord, you give the evangelist what to say, Father. Give evangelist Carter what to say. Continue to speak through him. Continue to speak through him, Lord, as he moves by your spirit on this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we bless the listening audience. We bless all those who have tuned in to listen on this night.
Yes, Lord.
And we bless those all around the world in every country. Everyone who is going through something. Lord, we thank you that you will comfort them. We thank you, Lord, that you will lift them up and out and deliver them. And we thank you, Lord, that you will give them the desires of their hearts. Over and exceeding and abundantly above all that they could ever ask or think. Thank you, Lord, for your divine presence. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence.
Yes, Lord.
And your peace.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Move by your spirit.
Yes,
as only as you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You know,
so,
Minister Renee.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Since you, not to don't mean to cut you off, but since you did that prayer, the Lord told me to tell you we're going to pray. Because he says some people on this prayer line need prayer. And some people is lacking a lot of ways, a lot of areas. So, my Lord, Jesus. So, since you had a word of prayer, if you want to pray, go ahead and not come in behind. I'll piggyback off of you. However you want to do it, it's up to you.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give your people what they're saying.
And
what
yes, sir.
Say to your people. You're no short of your word. Go ahead,
Minister. Yes, Lord. Those with physical ailments, Father.
Yes.
Lord, you said in your word that you sent your word and you healed them. Your word healed them. Lord, you also said in your scripture, according to our faith, be it done unto us. Lord,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for strengthening our faith. We thank you
yes,
for
Lord.
Strengthening our belief. We thank you
oh,
for strengthening
thank you.
Our trust in you. Lord,
yes.
we come to you like little children.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We trust you, Abba. We trust
mm-hmm.
you, Daddy. We trust you. We rely on you. We lean on you in
mm-hmm.
everything and for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for strength, endurance.
Yes,
thank you for resilience.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for being able to go through the valley of the
yes,
shadow
Lord.
Of death and fear no
Hallelujah.
Evil. Thank you, Lord, for being able to walk through the fire and not smell like we're burned or
no,
even
on,
have
now.
Anything
see it, see
touched
it,
on
see
us.
It.
Lord, we thank you for your purifying fire,
yes,
the fire
Lord.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
purify
thank
our
Jesus.
Hearts, O God, before you. Purify our thoughts.
My Lord.
Purify our minds. In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Purify us, O God. Let our worship be a sweet-smelling savor unto your nostrils.
Yes,
let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your
yes,
ear.
Lord.
As
yes,
we
Lord.
Sit at your feet and glean
Lord,
and eat you. From you, what you will
thank
have
you.
Us to glean and eat on this night.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for meeting every need.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for you are
yes,
El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Tiskenu. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are Jehovah Sabaoth. You are I Am, the great I Am.
Come on now.
Lord, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For meeting us right where we are.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Good evening. Our Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord Jesus. At the sound of my voice, Lord, I'm decreeing and declaring breakthrough on this BTR show on tonight. Praying His ministry, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. When you show up, miracles begin to happen, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask that you touch every soul on this BTR show and Praying His ministry show. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Father God, right now, some, Lord, been calling on you. Some, Lord Jesus, don't know which way to go or which way to turn, Lord. But, Lord, only you can lead them down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. Only you, Lord Jesus, can have your way like you never had it before, Lord. My, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, the 23rd Psalm said, the Lord is my shepherd. Shall not lack in anything. Well, why would we have to lack when you own everything? When you have everything in your hands. And, oh, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord, heal right now, Jesus. You can go where no doctors can go. You can touch where no doctors can touch. Some land flat at their back. Don't even know they're here in this world. Jesus. Some looking up. Don't know nothing. Want to move but can't. But I always say, you brother, for God to get your attention, stand straight up and land flat at your back. But Lord, right now, Lord. Jesus. We ask that you touch Apostle Ellis
yes,
and Pastor Patty Ellis from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Bless H-A-N-L-C, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God, right now, stretch your nailless scarred hands down right now. Meet his every need, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, right now. You say there's power in prayer. When we pray, let you have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus. Some go to the left. Did you say go to the right? But some want to do what they want to do. But me, oh, Lord, I need to hear from Holy Heaven on what to do and how to do it. Because we want to do things decent and in order, Lord Jesus, not go ahead of you and the Father and the Holy Ghost, Trinity. You see, Lord Jesus, bless right now. Yeah. Bless the households, Jesus. Strengthen right now. Strengthen the mind. Strengthen the heart, Jesus. Strengthen the legs, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
you said, Lord Jesus, look to the hills from which cometh thy help. Our help come from you. Don't come from woman, boy, girl. But our Father, which is what? In heaven. Who sit high and look low, Lord. Bless the kids. Bless our grandkids. Oh, God, give them strength. Give them favor, Jesus. Do a subtle work right now, Lord Jesus. I say there's no faith, no lack in you, Lord. Jesus. You see, they be looking forward for me to bring the word unto you. What you have to say, Lord. I live by the Spirit, Jesus. Tried by the Spirit, Lord. Your Spirit, Lord Jesus. You said when you close the door, no man can open. Jesus, when you open the door, no man can close it. Hallelujah. Oh, how about Yashata? Lord Jesus. We need you right now.
Yes.
Each and every day, Lord.
Yes.
There's so much chaos going on in this world, Lord, and you're not pleased them. The stuff that's going on down here on earth. But, Lord, and people ain't came together since that 9/11 20 years ago and prayed. Lord, we need a mass prayer. We need to pray. Stop all this foolishness. You see, Jesus. You said in Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man is what? Ordered by you. Order the steps that you would have for us, the way you would have for us to go, Lord. You see all this killing. Men marrying men, women marrying women. And nobody's keeping your commandments. Jesus, that's over in Leviticus 20:11. You see, but the thing of it is, Lord Jesus, you see, every knee going to bow in every tongue and confess Christ, Lord Jesus, before it's all said and all over and all done. But right now, Lord Jesus, we need a right now word. We need a right now prayer. Abba, it's time tomorrow, Lord Jesus, some breakthroughs. Things going to begin to happen. Somebody, people need shakings in their spirit, Lord Jesus. Only you can touch them. Only you can shake them, Lord. You see, what the devil meant for evil, turn it for the good. People got a sickness in their body. People going through. But are they calling on you? Or are they trying to fix it themselves? Jesus, Holy Ghost, I feel it. I feel your touch. My help is here now. Thank you, Lord. You see, Lord, Jesus, hallelujah. Great is he within me. He is within the world, Lord Jesus. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is what shall continue to be in my mouth. I thank you, Jesus. But you know what it is. You do what you say you're going to do. But the saints or the ain'ts don't do what they say they're going to do because you just sit back and watch them. They say, well, Lord, if you give me out of this, I promise I'll serve you. You open this door, I'm going to do this, do that. And you know they're not. You see, they may try to deceive us, but they can't deceive you. You see, that's why I say trouble don't last always. Psalms 35 says we can make do it for a night, but joy will come in the morning. You see, I thank God for Minister Renee. Sweet spirit, sweet, humble young lady.
keep blessing her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord Jesus, meet her every need. When she comes to you, she comes to you boldly. You said, bring things back to your remembrance of what you said. But Lord, we bring it back to you. Are you answering? Are you hearing this, Lord? In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. No other form engineer designed against us but what? Prosper. You see, I hear you say, this too shall pass. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. We come to you with thanksgiving on our hearts, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. We can't do nothing without you. We're not trying. I know I'm not. That's why I got to make sure it's you telling and speaking, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
Oh God, bless us out of them dangerous highways and byways.
Yes.
Safe and sound.
Yes, Lord.
Cover us under your anointed blood.
Yes, Lord.
Anointed blood, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm binding rebuke and foolishness. Cast it out, set it back to the pit of hell for which it came from. Mm. In the mighty maximum name of Jesus of Nazareth. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
For the sweet moment of prayer in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Amen.
Thank
amen.
God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Truly. The Lord is in this place. And, you know, as you were praying and allowing God to use you, the Lord put on my heart Psalm 37, as you said that. And Psalm 37, I guess we could read the entire psalm. It's pretty long. We may not get through all of it, but it is a beautiful psalm to study. And the first verse says, fret not yourself. Don't be fretful or worried because of evildoers. Neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness.
Come on.
That which is not upright or in right standing with God.
Yes.
Why should we not be worried? It says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. And verse 3 says, trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord. Trust him, lean on him, rely on him, and be confident in him.
Yes.
And while you're doing all of that, do good.
Yes.
So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness. And truly you shall be fed.
See it.
Verse 4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord. And he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Verse 5 in Psalm 37 says, commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on him.
Yes.
Commit your way to him. Put all your care on him. Trust in him. Lean on him, rely on him, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass.
Yes,
and he
Lord.
Will make your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as the light, and your justice and right as the shining sun of the noonday. Verse 7 says,
Lord.
Be still and rest in the Lord.
Yes.
We all need to do that. We all need to just be still and rest in the Lord. It says, wait for him and patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way.
Yes.
Because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil doing. For evil doers shall be cut off. But those who wait and hope and look for the Lord in the end shall inherit the earth. Verse 10 says, for yet a little while and the evildoers will be no more. Though you look with care where they used to be, they will not be found. But the meek in the end shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
Yes.
Verse 11, it says, but the meek in the end shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. What does the word delight mean? What does it mean when the scripture says, delight yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart.
Say it.
It's like you are happy in him. You are joyful in him. You relish him. You take great pleasure in him. Now, when you take great pleasure in something, it consumes you. It consumes your mind. It consumes your thoughts. It consumes you totally. And the scripture in Psalm 37, verse 4, says, delight yourself in the Lord. Make yourself happy in him. Focus on him. Be joyful in him. Focus your mind on him. Focus your thoughts on him. Let him be your joy. Let him be your everything. Let him be, you know, a lot of people have people they look up to in this world. Let him be your mentor. Let him be the one that you look at and see twinkle in your eye. Let him consume you. Let him just cherish you and then you cherish him and just delight yourself in him. Be happy. Be joyful in him. Because when you are joyful and happy in him, verse 11 says, the meek in the end shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The abundance of peace comes when we delight ourselves in the Lord and we lean on him and we trust in him. And we rely on him. And we are completely and totally confident in him. That is where our peace comes from. Amen, Evangelist Carter. Amen, sir. Evangelist Carter, are you still there?
Hey. Amen.
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 Amen. I was just, you know, we have We've got maybe about 14 more minutes of mm-hmm. your broadcast, of your program.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, you know, I wanted to make sure that you had room to express what the Lord will have to say through you on this night. Truly, I thank you for the opportunity to be on with you on this evening. And I count it a privilege and an honor. You know, it is such a, you know, to serve the Lord and to be in his service and to be a servant of his. You know, even though we are sons and daughters and we are joint heirs with Christ, we also uh-huh. have to understand that we have the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ
yes,
was not quick to grasp his equality with being God
yeah.
while he was in the flesh
uh-huh.
on this planet.
Uh-huh.
So even though we are sons and daughters and joint heirs with Christ, we have the mind of Christ. So we do,
yes.
we grasp it. We grasp our position, but we
yes.
do not easily grasp it, if you understand what
Amen.
I'm saying.
Yes.
We do not easily grasp it because we still recognize and see and know that we are servants
mm-hmm.
and that it is a privilege. Even though
mm-hmm.
it is a right, we still recognize
yes.
it as a privilege
yes.
and
yes.
an honor to be
Amen.
Called his. Amen.
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 Amen. You know, Minister Renee, and I say this humbly, I thank God for you. You are, what's what I'm looking for, a humble young lady. Thank you, Jesus. You see, I look at you and Dr. Ellis on the show. On Facebook, I look at you. You're very humble, meek, and mild. And the thing of it is, that being said, I like your spirit. And one thing about it, you don't try to go ahead of God. I'm none of the sort. And the Lord told me, he said, tell everybody out in the radio land that I haven't forgotten about them. They're going to be blessed.
Amen.
See, one thing about it, we can't rush God in doing nothing.
Amen.
He go when he ready to do it. He's humble.
Yeah.
See, he humbles us because if he blessed us right now, how many of us could take it? How many of us had a humble spirit about that?
That is so true.
You see, because a lot of times he hold our blessing up because we can't take it right now. He blessed us.
Yeah, we're not ready. So he says, not yet.
There you go. There
yes.
you go.
He says, not
you see,
yet.
Because if we bless people right now with money, what's the first thing they do? They can't take it. Because the first thing a person do, and think about all this, what this person did to them. And, you know, when I was taught, you don't kick a person when they're down, you kick them when they're up. When they're up, they can deal with you better up than they can when they're down.
Hmm.
You see, I remember my former pastor 37 years ago said, I don't worry when I see a good man down because I know he's on his way to the top.
Hmm.
You see, so here it is. And that's why I said about you, Minister Renee. That humble, meek, mild spirit about you. Very beautiful smile. You're very beautiful. And I tell you, people are going to be looking up to you. People are going to be calling you. People are going to be wanting, you're going to lead a lot of people to the Lord. Mm.
You know, I have to say to God be all the glory. Because
yes.
it is my heart's cry that Jesus the Christ be lifted up everywhere and in everything.
There you go.
Because he deserves the glory. And him alone, only Christ alone deserves all the glory. As the angels encircle the throne of God, as they have been encircling the throne of God from the beginning of time, when God carved time out for man, all the way up until now, and all the way into the uttermost reaches of all eternity, they cry, holy, holy, holy.
Holy.
Lord God Almighty, who is, and which was, and who is to come.
And which is to come. There you go.
And that is all they have been saying. And I just want the glory to be given to the Most High God. My my prayer in my heart is that every person on the planet understands who Jesus is and looks up to him and trusts in him and relies on him and loves on him and serves him because his love is so beautiful. There is nothing to be compared to him. There is nothing and no one that compares to Jesus, to Christ. And he deserves every bit of worship. And he deserves every bit of praise. You know, when we look back over our lives, that's all we have to do. We have to just sit back and look back over our lives. From the time
we
have been born, from the time we were born, all the way up until now, look how long the Lord has allowed our hearts to beat. Look how many breaths, how many inhales and exhales we've taken from the time we took our very first breath all the way up until now. Look at how God has sustained us. Look at how he is sustaining us and taking us right on into the future. How great is our God? He's living and alive. And he has feelings. He's emotional about us. And he wants us to be loving and emotional toward him.
Come on now. Come on now.
If we as God's people put the basis of everything we do because we love Christ, I give into the ministry not because of the person, but I give to the ministry because I love Jesus.
Yes, amen.
I love Jesus. I obey because I love him.
Say it.
I serve because I love him. I reach the lost by any means, at any cost, because I love him. I sacrifice my time. I sacrifice my efforts. I yield my body and my members and my faculties and my mind and my heart and my mouth and everything to him because I love him.
There you go.
How beautiful would the world be? How beautiful would the church be if everyone said, I do this for the glory and honor of God because I love him.
My Lord.
Because my heart is nothing without him. He is my beloved. He is the one I am living for. He is the one I do things for. He is the reason why I walk and live and breathe and move and have my being.
Come on now. Say it.
In Christ alone.
Yes.
How beautiful he is.
Mm-hmm.
And how wonderful his love is.
Come on. Come on.
And when you understand, and I mean, to be able to even just glimpse into a little bit of his love.
Yes.
And to understand just a little bit is amazing.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Evangelist Carter, I'm gonna let you I'm done. I'm done with what the Lord told me to do.
Yeah, well, you can pray us out. You can pray us out.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time, this moment that we have just spent with you in this fireside chat. All of us gathered together in your name, in your presence, as you are in the midst of us. Lord, we thank you for this time, this special time, and we call it blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for protecting and keeping us as we get ready to prepare for slumber and sleep. Lord, thank you in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
For keeping us in our slumber. In Jesus' name we pray, so that we can see the day that you will have us to see on tomorrow.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, we see
in
tomorrow by faith, with the eyes of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. You want to tell everyone about your program on Wednesday?
Yes. Praying Hands Ministry, we do testimony service on Wednesdays. We come on at 8 o'clock until have the Holy Ghost have his way. The number is 605-313-6056. That's 605-313-6056, Praying Hands Ministry Testimony Service, on Wednesday nights from 8 until. I know a lot of you all out there got testimonies to give, but y'all being bashful, you don't want nobody to know your business, but it's not the part of knowing your business, the part if you testify and give God the honor and the glory for sparing your life. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. And on that note, we're going to just bask in his presence. And until we meet again on the third Monday of every month, Praying Hands Ministry. This has been the Praying Hands Ministry broadcast with your host,
and the little one.
Evangelist Alan Carter.
Amen.
And the little one.
Yep.
Helping out.
And the little one. Yes, amen. Thank God for the little one.
Amen. Amen.
The
may God be all the glory.
Amen. Yes, the little one.
All
very
right.
Powerful young lady, y'all. Very powerful. So
until we meet
good.
Again.
Until we meet again, may y'all have a blessed and wonderful and prosperous night. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.